Wabash Folklore Radio. Written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company and read by Derek Warren. He's Only in Field Service. Contributed by Steve Blank. Time frame, March 1981. In the early 80s, I worked at Zilog as the, junior product marketing manager for the Z8000 peripheral chips, which included the new Serial Communications Controller, or SCC for short. I remember receiving a call from our local salesman that someone at Apple wanted more technical information than just the specification sheets about our new, and admittedly, not yet shipping, chip. I vividly remember the sales guy saying, "It's only some kid in field service and I'm too busy. Why don't you drive over there and talk to him?" Zilog was also in Cupertino, near Apple on Bub Drive, and I remember driving to a small, nondescript Apple building at the intersection of Stevens Creek and Sunnyvale, Saratoga. I had a pleasant meeting and was as convincing as a marketing type could be to a very earnest engineer, mostly promising the moon for a versatile but then very buggy piece of silicon. I remember him thanking me for coming, saying we were the only chip company who cared enough to call on him. Little did he know. I thought nothing about the meeting until many years later. Long gone from Zilog, I came across a picture of the Macintosh team. The field service guy, to whom I had pitched the chip, was Burl Smith. The SCC had been designed into the Macintosh, and some sales guy from Zilog, who was too busy to take the meeting that day, had probably retired in Maui on the commissions.